Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. C.P. Radhakrishnan to be sworn in as 15th Vice President in New Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in the National Capital this evening. To also launch portal on manuscript digitization. Indian Navy to commission INS Aravali today to strengthen its information and communication infrastructure. US Ambassador designate to New Delhi, Sergio Gore says, India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. Brazil's Supreme Court sentences former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years in prison in coup plot case. And in cricket, Bangladesh beat Hong Kong by 7 wickets to begin their campaign in Asia Cup in Abu Dhabi. C.P. Radhakrishnan will be sworn in as 15th Vice President of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office to Mr. Radhakrishnan at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious in the vice presidential elections held on the 9th of this month. NDA nominee Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, defeating the India bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. More from our correspondent.
Born in Tiruppur, Tamil Nadu, Chandrapuram Ponnuswamy Radhakrishnan began his political journey as a student leader. He was actively involved in organizations such as the RSS. Since then, he has used politics as a medium to serve the public. He was elected twice to the Lok Sabha from Coimbatore. Mr. Radhakrishnan has also served as the governor of Jharkhand, Telangana, Maharashtra, and lieutenant governor of Puducherry. An agriculturist and industrialist by profession, he is admired for his integrity, vision, and unblemished public life. As Mr. Radhakrishnan takes over as the Vice President, he will also be the third leader from Tamil Nadu to occupy the coveted post. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. More in this report.
The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists, and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. It also includes an exhibition, India's Manuscript and Scholarly Presentation on critical areas such as manuscript conservation, digitization technologies, metadata standards, legal framework, cultural diplomacy, and decipherment of ancient script. With Anupam's report, Payal Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced financial assistance of 1,200 crore rupees for Uttarakhand. Chairing a high-level meeting in Dehradun yesterday, Mr. Modi reviewed the relief and rehabilitation efforts in the disaster-affected areas of the state. He also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the affected regions and their people. This will include reconstruction of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, restoration of national highways, rebuilding of schools, providing relief through the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, and distribution of mini kits for livestock. In a significant step to enhance India's maritime security, Indian Navy will commission INS Aravali at Gurugram today. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that INS Aravali, named after the Aravali mountain range, will strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The naval base exemplifies supportive and collaborative ethos, working seamlessly with naval units, MDA centres and allied stakeholders. The ceremony will be presided over by Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Election Commission will organize a one-day workshop for media and communication officers of the offices of Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, across 36 states and union territories today. A report.
The workshop aims to emphasize that elections in India are held as per the constitution and underline the importance of communicating the legal, factual and rule-based information in a timely and in coordinated manner. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will inaugurate the workshop in the presence of election commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. In a statement, the poll body said that in light of the recent surge in misinformation that seeks to mislead the public with regard to electoral processes, the workshop aims to strengthen the communication ecosystem of the offices of CEOs in states and UTs in countering misleading information with fact-based responses. With Pallavi's report, this is Neelam Kaushik for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil conducted an aerial survey of Bihar's largest river-linking project, the Kosi Mechi Link Project, and reviewed the progress of the river interlinking work. The union minister visited Supaul yesterday to assess the project's status. He said that the central government is committed to finding a permanent solution to Bihar's flood problem. After the survey, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said that several projects related to the Kosi are progressing, including the completion of various development works in Bihar.
बिहार में माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी साहब ने डेवलपमेंट के लिए कोसी का जो प्रोजेक्ट है उसको पूरा करने के लिए और बाकी जो डेवलपमेंट के काम चल रहे हैं उसके लिए जिस तरह से यहां पर ग्रांट देकर काम आगे बढ़ाया है और मुझे विश्वास है यहां पर क्वालिटी के साथ स्पीड में काम हो रहा है। कुमार जी माननीय प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के साथ मिलकर बिहार को डेवलप करने की जो कोशिश कर रहे हैं क्योंकि बिहारी लोगों ने जो डेवलपमेंट किया है उसके अंदर उनका सहयोग है। आज बिहार का डेवलपमेंट की बात है तो सब बिहार के लोग खुश हैं।
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called upon the political parties and the elected representatives to transform Parliament into a platform for meaningful debates, discussions and dialogues that can raise matters of national importance and public issues. Speaking at the inauguration of the 11th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Conference in Bengaluru, the Speaker asked the legislators to rise above their political affiliations and participate in the deliberations as people's representatives. He expressed dismay over the falling standards of the proceedings in the House.
हम सबके लिए चिंता का विषय है, चाहे विधानसभा हो चाहे लोकसभा राज्यसभा हो, किस सदन में चर्चा संवाद विधेयकों पे चर्चा उसकी गरिमा गिरती जा रही है और गरिमा बनाने की सामूहिक जिम्मेदारी है, सभी राजनीतिक दलों की जिम्मेदारी है, चुनके आए सभी राजनीतिक दलों के जनप्रतिनिधियों की जिम्मेदारी है कि हम इन संस्थाओं के अंदर संसद या विधानसभा की गरिमा के अनुसार हर विषय पर चर्चा संवाद के मंच बनाए। आरोप प्रत्यारोप ये राजनीति के विषय सदनों में नहीं आना चाहिए।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. U.S. Ambassador-designate to New Delhi, Sergio Gore, has said that India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. While appearing before the Senate for his confirmation hearing, Gore described India as a strategic partner whose trajectory will shape the region and beyond. Gore said he will prioritize deepening defense and security cooperation with India. Gore also revealed that the U.S. has invited an Indian delegation to visit Washington next week, and the two sides are close to a deal.
Under President Donald Trump's strong leadership, I'm committed to advancing America's interest in this important partnership. India's geographic position, economic growth, and military capabilities make it a cornerstone of regional stability and a critical part of promoting prosperity and advancing the security interests that our nations share. India is one of the most important relationships our nation has in the world. If confirmed as ambassador, I will work to deliver on the president's agenda and advance U.S. interests by increasing our defense cooperation, ensuring fair and beneficial trade, deepening energy security, and furthering technology.
The Indian ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Quatra, welcomed Gore's nomination, saying that President Trump is sending one of his most trusted aides to serve as the next U.S. ambassador to India. On the occasion of Independence Day this year, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. His vision was realized on the 3rd of September, with the GST Council reducing tax rates in many sectors to ease the life of citizens. Today, we take a look at the reforms for the tax-free goods, a report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, government has taken a biggest step to reduce the burden on common man by making several essential goods completely free from the GST. Consumer goods such as milk, pre-packaged food items, staple food items like unbranded rice, wheat, pulses are now exempted from the GST, while breads of all types are now placed under the no GST slab, making it more affordable for households. Healthcare sector has also received a major boost as the government has decided to completely waive off taxes on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines. To ease the burden on students, most of their everyday stationery items are now placed under the nil GST category. In the textile sector, many specific yarns are now exempted from taxes. The exemption of GST in all of these sectors will provide individuals with significant relief in purchasing daily essentials. With Ishani Yadav, Soumya Sharan, Akashwadi News, Delhi.
In Sikkim, at least 4 persons died in landslides at Rimbik village in Gyalshing district last night. Official sources said that 3 persons are reportedly missing in the incident, while another person has been injured. Among the deceased, 3 persons were from the same family. Rescue efforts are on by the police and other agencies. It is believed that due to rains, the incident occurred last night. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, interior Karnataka and Madhya Maharashtra. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been sentenced to more than 27 years and 3 months in prison for plotting a military coup and seeking to destroy the country's democracy. Brazil's Supreme Court rules that Bolsonaro, a former paratrooper who was elected president in 2018, is guilty of seeking to forcibly cling to power after losing the 2022 election. Bolsonaro's crimes, as per the sentence, include coup d'etat and violently attempting to abolish Brazil's democracy. In cricket, Bangladesh registered their first ever T20 win over Hong Kong by cruising to a 7-wicket victory in their Asia Cup Group E match in Abu Dhabi last night. Chasing 144 runs for victory, Bangladesh reached the target with 7 wickets in hand and 14 balls to spare. Earlier, put into bat, Hong Kong scored 143 for 7, in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. 7 pacts, $680 million Mauritius aid after talks in Varanasi is the top headline in the Asian Age, referring to the talks between Prime Minister Modi and his Mauritius counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam. U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, signals U.S. turnaround on the trade deal between the two nations, writes Hindustan Times. Nepal president urges restraint as the crisis due to the Gen Z movement persists in Nepal, writes The Hindu. Tourist bus with Indians attacked in Kathmandu, pilgrims looted and injured, writes The Times of India. A terror module, Khilafat, linked to Pakistan, has been dismantled by the special cell of the Delhi police and central agencies with the arrest of 5 suspected operatives, reports the Statesman. And finally, in a boost for the fruit growers of Kashmir, the Union government has launched a dedicated parcel train service to ferry apples from Budgam to New Delhi, easing the transport crunch caused by floods, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. C.P. Radhakrishnan to be sworn in as 15th Vice President in New Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in International Conference on Gyan Bharati in the National Capital this evening. To also launch a portal on manuscript digitization. Indian Navy to commission INS Aravali today to strengthen its information and communication infrastructure. U.S. Ambassador-designate to India, to New Delhi, Sergio Gore says, India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. Brazil's Supreme Court sentences former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years in prison in coup plot case. And in cricket, Bangladesh beat Hong Kong by 7 wickets to begin their campaign in Asia Cup in Abu Dhabi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.